You've got offers. They sell, they serve, they're fine. But they feel heavy or outdated or like they belong to the past version of you. And if you've started to resent what you've built, even if it's working, this episode is for you. Welcome back to the Expansion Edit. I'm Jennifer Flynn, the Balance Maven, strategic advisor to high-performing founders building aligned businesses that give more than they take. And in today's episode, we're talking about something most business owners don't check in on often enough, your offers, or what we might also refer to as services or products, programs. These are all interchangeable terms. It's what you're providing in exchange for resources to your clients. And we're going to talk about what to do when the very things you sell are no longer aligned with the business or the life that you want. So let's talk about the invisible weight of misaligned offers. Misalignment doesn't always scream. Sometimes it just nags. That client package that technically works but drains out your energy. That group program that used to light you up, but now it feels like a grind. That high-ticket offer that demands too much of you to deliver well. Your offers might still sell. They might even still deliver results, but that doesn't mean they still fit. And what worked at six figures often breaks at seven. And yet, most founders keep selling the same thing, even as their energy, their vision, and their audience tend to evolve. So, why do we keep holding on to services that no longer feel aligned? Because they're proven, because they still make money, because we fear the gap if we let them go, because we've tied our identity to what we deliver. But here's the problem. When you continue selling something that you've energetically outgrown, you pay in other ways. Your capacity is going to suffer. Your clarity disappears. You subconsciously start to attract clients who match an old version of you. And you start feeling like a prisoner in your own product suite. So I have this client who we did a audit on his services, and what we found was he had a lot of great things that he could offer. He had a lot of things he was really fantastic at. He had a lot of things people wanted from him. But there were certain things that didn't light him up anymore that were used and useful when he was building his business. And then he became kind of resentful of them, and they started getting piled up at the back of the line because he didn't enjoy them as much. And so when we really looked at what he did and what he could do, there were also realities to the fact that there was a time he had a team member that was doing some of those things. And they liked doing those things, and that made them profitable if he wasn't the one doing them. And when that team member was no longer there, he was the one doing it. So it wasn't aligned for him any longer, and it burned him out. And quite frankly, it bogged him down and it kept him from the things that he wanted to do most. It's important to understand that your offers aren't just revenue streams, they're containers for your genius, for your leadership, and for your vision. And when you evolve, your offers have to evolve with you, or you're going to start to feel trapped. Sometimes we might call it the gilded cage or the golden handcuffs. I've seen it over and over again. A brilliant founder stuck running things that they no longer love, delivering services that they've outgrown, building programs on top of programs, on top of foundations that are broken, and they do it just to avoid starting over. So let me be clear. You do not have to burn it all down, but you do need to audit and elevate. So I want you to think about this. Which offer or service or program or product, whatever you want, whatever applies to you, currently feels the most energetically expensive to deliver? I'm not talking about actual, team resources. I'm talking about what does it cost you internally? Energetically expensive is more of a feeling, a dread. It just sucks the life out of you. So, which thing feels the most energetically expensive to deliver? And if no one was watching, what would you quietly retire? Another client that I've worked with, we'll call her Nadia. was delivering a very premium done-for-you service, a marketing service. And it sold consistently, and her clients loved her. But she dreaded every onboarding call. Her team members were stressed out. She felt a little resentful after every launch. And when we looked deeper, it wasn't the offer's pricing or the structure, it was the model. It was the way that she was serving. And she had evolved into more of the thoughtful partner, more of the strategy guide, not the production house. And so when we looked at restructuring her offer into something that was more aligned in a strategic advisory container, it led her to higher profit and lower delivery time with no resentment. And one of the things that she appreciated and that I heard her say was, "I feel like I'm finally being paid to think again." And at the end of the day, that's what she wanted. She wanted to be the co-creative consulting thinking partner. She didn't want to be the person who did all of the tactical bullshit. It's important to know that. It's important to get clear on what it is that you really want to do now. So, how do you know if your serving needs elevating? So, if any of these resonate, it's time to reassess. You're delivering more than you originally scoped every time. You avoid promoting the offer because it feels like a chore. You keep attracting clients that aren't a true match. You get quiet resentment flares every time somebody buys it. Elevation can mean refinement, simplification, or complete reinvention, but it always has to start with honesty. So I'm going to offer you another thing to reflect on, a question to ponder. If I built this business from scratch today, would this thing still exist? Would this offer, product, or service still exist? Am I selling it because it works or because I'm afraid to change it? And if it works for you, but you hate it, do you still have to be the one to deliver it? These are all questions that might be worth spending a little journaling time on or a little meditation time. Or for me, what I do is I think about them in the shower. Something about being in the shower just lets all of the ideas flow and it kind of washes off or rinses away the things that no longer serve. So, how do we start elevating our offers? I'm going to give you three steps. Step one, run an energetic audit. Go through every single thing you offer and ask, does this energize or drain me? It's kind of my version of Marie Kondoing it. Does it bring me joy? Except I want you to replace that with, does this energize or drain me? Is it priced in a way that honors my time and my brilliance? I want you out of the hours for dollars model. I want you to think about investment for results. Is it priced in a way that honors what they can do with it and what kind of results they can get from it? Is the structure clean, scalable, and satisfying to deliver? Step two, get honest about profit versus payoff, or as you might have heard me say in other arenas, income versus impact. Just because something makes money doesn't mean it's worth the emotional cost. Especially if we can create something that is more aligned that gives you both income and impact in a good way. And step three, redesign from your current identity. Ask yourself, what kind of client do I want to serve now? What level of leadership do I want to hold? How much margin do I want my business to have? And then the next question we're going to have to consider is, what does my next level offer look like? If I stopped building from fear and I start building from alignment, what does that look like? And I'm going to ask you to go one deeper and say, what does that feel like? Because it can't just look good. It's got to feel good. It's got to feel exciting. And it's okay if there's a little bit of fear involved. I mean, anything worth doing should scare you a little, or you're probably not reaching big enough. So Let's think about a shift. And if let's think about building something to support you. You didn't leave a 9-to-5 to become a full-time facilitator of your own energetic collapse. So we want to think about what your offers should support. They should support your clarity, your capacity, your vision. Offer elevation isn't about scrapping what works. It's about asking, what if I could deliver more value with less friction? And that is not laziness, that's leadership. Let that land for a minute. What if I could deliver more value with less friction? Not laziness, leadership. In the next episode, we're going to talk about visibility. Not the performance-heavy, shout-on-the-interwebs kind of visibility. The clean, powerful, capacity-aligned kind of visibility that actually moves your message forward. But for now, I'll leave you with this. Your offers are allowed to evolve. Your value doesn't come from what you deliver. It comes from who you are while you're delivering it. Start editing accordingly. We'll see you next time.